While still relatively uncommon in the United States, contactless Visa payments are widely used in the UK and Europe. The transactions, which can be completed with just a tap of the credit card, come with a limit of £30 or €30. That limit may ease concerns over possible thefts, but a new report is finding there is a way for hackers to bypass those limits and charge much more to a bank account. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tim Unizoff, head of banking security for Positive Technologies, a security research company. Thank you for joining us this morning. Can you explain in layman's terms how they're able to get around these safeguards?
Yes. So basically what's going on, if someone will steal your contactless cards, for payments over a certain amount, processors will need to provide either PIN or signature, And we found the possibility to bypass the security measure, so any payments for any amount will be done without entering either PIN or leaving a signature.
So let's just walk through how these cards work, because they're not as common here in the U.S. as they might be in Europe and in the U.K. These are cards that you simply take out, you tap on the screen at the point of sale, and for an amount up to €30, you don't have to sign anything, provide a PIN number or anything. What your research indicates is that you might be able to go beyond that limit with such a card.
Exactly. So different countries have different level of rules. So, for example, in the UK, it's the most strict rules, and for payments over £30, it's still even, like, impossible to make payments, Where in other countries, in Europe, in the US, you still will be able to make payments, but you will need to provide, as it's called, additional cardholder verification, essentially PIN or signature.
So what's going on the back end that allows this hack to work?
Well, basically, card and terminal exchange multiple information during this process, and Visa says that this information is signed, cryptographically signed, and which provides certain level of protection. Yes, same way as EMV cards work, the same way as contactless cards should work. But what actually we found out is that not everything is signed and not everything is going as good as it should be. And Visa just say, guys, this is not the only one boundary for fraudsters, because banks should take some extra measures such as monitoring fraudulent transactions and decline transactions when they should be counted as suspicious.
Mr. Unizoff, thank you for joining us this morning. Tim Unizoff, the head of banking security for Positive Technologies, a security research company, and Stanway, they thought was a very secure situation with these tap cards, is apparently turning out not to be so
these
secure.
These cards are showing up in more and more places. The New York City the Metro card, the old swipe card for the subway, being replaced now by a system that does allow you to use these contactless cards.